Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Sharon Stowers. I reside in Pearland, Texas. And again, we just thank Minister Songberg, Tiffany Lauderdale from Ushers In. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Oh, Most High, we thank you for being a good, good Father. So many times you've healed us, Father. So many doors you've opened, hallelujah. So many times you've made a way for us, Father. Not that we deserved it, but because you are loving and a nurturing Father, hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory this morning for our rising up this morning. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise for assembling ourselves today just to encounter you and to hear what you have to say to us today. Oh, Father, let us open our eyes. Let us open our spiritual ears, Father, so we may know the path that you have for us today. We say, have your way on this call, Father. Have your way in our lives. We thank you for the two co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We give you praise that these people walk, Father, under your anointing and under your leadership. We give you praise. We thank you for the leaders of Artist Life, Father, and how you are guiding and directing them and helping us to be healthy. Oh, God, the people that are on this call came to hear from you today. Father, we know that you won't disappoint. We know that you won't let us be without hope. We give you praise and we give you glory this morning. It is in Jesus' name we pray and say hallelujah and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use you this morning, seating and greeting all of our friends, family, guests on the line this morning. And we so thank God for him being so good all by himself. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing the Lord to use you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I am so thankful to God that he has given us another day to glorify his holy and righteous name. This is October 14th, and we are glad about it. Let me tell you a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples. And then we have our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We're thankful that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite somebody to this call and let them know this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. We do have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme for the year, and it is in 2019. God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, and we are so excited that you are doing just that, because you guys, we are about to go into our 10th year, and I'm truly believing God that it's going to be a blessing. So you definitely want to be a part of us. So you could greet us, Minister Sharon did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word that you want to share. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company by the Diaz de Leon family called Artist International. It has been in existence for over 30 years, and we are Artist Life with the best products on this side of heaven. Now get with the person that invited you to this call and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now we do have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And today, every week, they start the day off with Inspirational Monday. And today, our very own co-founder, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be that great host and speaker of the hour. Again, if you have a bypass number you need, just in case your provider wants to charge, it's 716-293-9707. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we do have a special guest. But right before I introduce her, let me tell you, too, that we have the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry Ordination Service that's going to be held October 26th. That's on a Saturday. Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church, 806 7th Street, Hempstead, Texas. This is the ministry of our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon with the ordination service for two candidates. That's Pastor Lisa Lampton and our very own Minister Kai Brown. That's October 26, 2019. You could go to the Facebook page of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and see that announcement and get more information as well. I'm now getting out of the way because, as I mentioned, we have a special guest on the line. Well, she's still no stranger to this call because she has truly been a blessing to us for many years. But when God sees fit for her to come on board and share with us, we are super excited. We're talking about our very own Dr. Thomasine Pickens, the founder of Real World Ministries, located in San Antonio, Texas. God has used this woman, which the ministry became an outreach ministry assisting the battered women's shelter, ministering under the bridge and Grace House and many other places where hurting people reside. She also has operated in the prison ministry with her church. The church is currently inside the prisons where they minister on a weekly basis. She is a certified life, career, and transitional coach. She is a woman of God who stands firm on the word of God, and every time she ministers, it is a powerful, powerful message. I'm getting out of the way because this believer, this woman of God, has blessed us so many days, and I am looking forward to hearing her this morning. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, Dr. Thomasine Pickens of San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, my sister?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome greeting. Good morning, everyone. And I praise God for the visionary and the leaders of this call. It's always a great opportunity to be able to come on and give a word from the Lord. I have a word for you all this morning, and I pray that it will be a blessing to you. I don't know about you, but I refuse to be distracted in this season. I'm going to say that again. I refuse to be distracted in this season. And I encourage everyone on the call today to just take a stand this morning and just say, I refuse to be distracted in this season of my life. This season is like none other. And the enemy is using people, places, and things to distract you from building or rebuilding your business, your ministry, your marriage, your family. He's using devices and techniques like never before. I want to take you to the book of Nehemiah chapter 6. And we've just got to take a stand. We got to just put our heels in the sand and say, I refuse to be distracted in this season. You know how there's days when you're in the house, you may be doing something, cleaning or whatever, and all of a sudden you'll forget what you were doing. That is the distraction of the enemy. And so instead of continuing what you're doing, you forget, so you start doing something else. We have to take on the mind of Christ and like never before and stay focused, stay rooted, stay grounded in God's word and not be distracted in this season. Prophet Nehemiah says, when the word came, Nehemiah chapter 6, we're going to look at verses 2-3. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me, so I sent messengers to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? And that just blessed me. He's saying, why? Why should what I'm doing, why should I stop it to come down? I already know who you are. I already know that you're an enemy. I already know you're trying to distract me. I already know that you're trying to get me out of place and out of position. So why should I stop the rebuilding of the wall to come down and talk to you? Come down for what? Some translations literally say, come down for what? And I love that. We have to get that attitude in this hour. Come down for what? Stop building my business. Stop building my marriage. Stop building my family. Stop building myself. For what? Come down there for what? You already know who's who in your life. If not, God is really going to reveal them in this hour so that you will absolutely know who is for you and who is against you. I love this type of scripture because Nehemiah just called them out. Those are my enemies. And he knew that they were lying on him. He knew that they were trying to distract him. He knew that they were trying to stop him from building. And he simply took a stand and said, come down for what? He asked the question, why should I stop this? Come down there for what? And so I want to give you a couple of nuggets this morning that's going to bless you and it's going to help you on this journey. Because like I said, this is a season like never before. Number one, you need to get you a theme song. That's just free. Get you a theme song. My theme song is Unstoppable. And that song, it just pumps me up and it takes me to that next level in God. And it's just saying, I am unstoppable. You can't stop what I'm trying to do because I got my mind on God and I'm not going to allow you to stop me. Get you a theme song and play that when you know the enemy's trying to distract you. He's trying to get you to stop doing what you're doing. So here's the nuggets real quick. Number one, stop listening to non-builders. Stop listening to non-builders. Prophet Nehemiah, he knew they're not doing anything. They're just down here trying to stop me, but they're not even up here trying to help me build. So you want me to stop what I'm doing? Why? You don't even understand what I'm doing because you're not even in my place or my position. You have no idea what I'm doing. And so many times we listen to people that aren't even building anything. And those are the people who say, why are you doing that? How come you're doing so much? That's way too much. Why do you have to go over there? Why do you have to get up so early? They're non-builders, and they're always trying to discourage you. So number one, stop listening to non-builders. Number two, stop stopping. That simple. Stop stopping. Stop being discouraged by the results that you may not see. Stop being discouraged by what you see. You know, so many times we're our worst enemy and our worst critic. If things don't happen exactly the way we think it should happen, then we all of a sudden stop. And we have to stop stopping. make up your mind, I'm going to do this till the end. I'm not stopping unless God tells me to stop. That's what Nehemiah said, come down, Lord, you want me to stop this work? I'm not stopping this work. And we got to take that same position. Stop stopping. My mentor says it like this, stop putting your purpose on pause. Stop putting your purpose on pause. And we have to stop doing that. We'll get started and we'll be moving along in our business, and all of a sudden we don't get the results we think we should get. You know, we have a party or we go over here, go over there, and we figure that the house should be full. It should be 50 people there, and it may be two. And we get discouraged because we're looking at the results. But consistency is the key. Any successful person will tell you that consistency is the key. And you cannot be discouraged because the results are not what you think they should be. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep building. Nehemiah didn't stop building because it didn't look right. If you've ever seen a house in the process of being built or even a building itself, you notice that at some point it looks a little odd. It looks a little weird. It doesn't quite look right. But you cannot stop because it doesn't look the way you think it should look. You have to keep building. You have to surround yourself with people that will hand you the hammer, hand you the nails, pat you on the back, push you, press you, challenge you. You have to stay connected to those that are building. You cannot be distracted by anything or anyone. Number three, stop expecting people to support you just because you supported them. Number three, stop expecting people to support you just because you supported them. So many times we'll get discouraged because people that we thought should support us are not supporting us. And so we feel like, well, if they're not supporting us, then maybe this isn't what it should be. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And that's not the case. Stop expecting people who you support. And you keep on supporting them. We don't do tit for tat as believers. Just because you don't support me doesn't mean I'm not going to support you. I'm going to always do the right thing, and I'm always going to be right where God wants me to be no matter what. But don't get discouraged when people that you expect to be by your side, people that you expect to have your back, people that you expect to work with you, choose to not work with you. Don't allow that to stop you. Don't allow that to discourage you. Don't allow that to take your focus. Because it's just what it is. There's going to be some people who they love you, but they will not support you. There's going to be some people who they may not even love you. They don't like you. They're still not going to support you. But that has nothing to do with it. You continue to invite them. You continue to, you know, press forward. But if they don't want what you have, don't make that be the reason you stop. Just because they're not supporting it, that means absolutely nothing. That means nothing. Remember, Jesus, look at who he had around him. It wasn't his siblings that was around him. He went and found men that he did not even know and pulled them out of what they were doing to walk with him. He didn't go get his family. He didn't go get his siblings. He went and got people that he didn't even know. That's good right there. People that he didn't even know to walk with him and to work with him. And that's what I encourage you to do. Just because they won't go with you, it doesn't mean that what you're doing is not valuable. In fact, I would tell you that if they don't go with you, it is valuable. And the enemy is using it to distract you. So you cannot allow that to mess you up. You said a prophet isn't even honored in their own home, in their own hometown. And so don't allow that to mess up your mind to think that what you're doing, it doesn't have purpose to it. Because if God placed it in your heart and you know that you know that you know that you were called to do whatever it is that you're doing, you continue to do it no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. And I'm going to go ahead. I said I had three nuggets for you, but I'm going to give you a fourth nugget. This one's for free. Be very careful of the words that you speak over your situation. Be very careful of the words that you speak over your situation, over your business, over your marriage, over your children, over your life, over your employment. Be very careful of the words that you speak, because we all know the words are very powerful. words are very powerful. And if the enemy can't use those closest to you to turn you against, to distract you, he'll turn you against yourself and have you speaking negativity over your own situation. Let me say that again. If he can't get you distracted by those closest to you, then he'll use you against yourself to speak against yourself. He'll have you saying things like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, this isn't going to be excellent. Oh, this isn't going to be great. Oh, this isn't going to be powerful. Watch the words that you speak. Be very careful what you say. The Bible tells us to be slow to speak, and there's a reason for that, because we need to judge the words that are about to come out of our mouth, not just the words that we say to other people, but the words that we say to ourselves. We have to be so careful what we're speaking over ourselves. We have to stop saying, oh, my feet are killing me. Oh, my head is killing me. We're speaking literally death over ourselves. We have to watch the words that we speak over ourselves. And when we find ourselves saying something that's negative, we need to rebuke ourselves. We need to say, oh, no, I rebuke that thought. I rebuke those words in the name of Jesus. And we need to come back to where we need to be and begin to speak life over our situation, begin to speak prosperity, you know, tell things around us to grow. We need to speak life into everything and everyone that is connected to us, and we have to stop speaking negative over things around us, including ourselves. Stop saying, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do this. Those are words, and they're very powerful. And once you speak it, your flesh hears it, and it goes into, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And the Bible is very clear. It says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So I can't say what they say. I have to say what the Bible says. I can't even say what I think. I have to say what the Bible says. What I think has no power over God's word unless I allow it. So my thoughts have to line up with the word of God, and I have to speak God's word over that situation, and not what I think, not how I feel, not even how it happened before. So many times we'll speak based on how it happened before. This is not the season for that. In this hour, you have to speak God's word over your life, over your marriage, over your children, over your business, over everything that's around you. What does God's word say? Find you a scripture and stand on that scripture. I'm standing on Nehemiah. Come down for what? I have work to do. I am not stopping. You all, the reality of it is we're all getting a little bit older every day. Okay, we're getting a little bit older. That is the reality. And we cannot continue to stop what we're doing and get distracted by things, because we have purpose, and we've got to fulfill this purpose in our lives. God sent us here on an assignment to do something specific, and we have to do it. Amen? We have to do what he sent us here to do. And so we have to stop this. I'm going to start. I'm going to stop. I'm going to start. I'm going to stop. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. I'll do it next year. We have to do everything that he's given us now with no excuses and no apology, but just do what God has called and created us to do now. Now. This is the time to do it now. I pray that something was said that will bless you and that will take you to that next place in the Lord today. I pray that something was said that will just encourage you and just shake you to know that you're in the right place at the right time, but you have to be focused. Because, again, we just have to take a stand and say, I refuse to be distracted in this season. I'm doing it this time. I'm doing it with all my power and might this time, because God has given me a great work to do, and I'm not coming down. I'm not stopping the work. Come down for what? I'm not coming down. I'm going to finish this thing to the end, because I personally want to stand before the Lord, and I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he will not speak those words if I have not fulfilled the assignments that he has given me over on in my life. So I have to take that stand and say, I'm not coming down. I know who you are. I see who you are, and that's cool. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to debate with you. I'm going to leave you where you are, and I'm going to stay focused and do what God called me to do. I don't even have time to argue with you. I'm staying focused, and I'm doing what God has called and created me to do. Whether you believe in what I'm doing or not, it simply does not matter, because God is going to send the right people to connect to my vision at the right time to help me push this thing to where it needs to be, And I know that I know that I know that God has called me and that God is faithful. Amen. Thank you all so much for allowing me to speak to your hearts today. God bless you.
Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Come down for what? I refuse to be distracted in this season. Thank you so much, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Oh, my goodness. You just confirmed some messages that have come across my path in the past week and a half. I know God is speaking in the atmosphere. I will ask you to come back at the end of this call to close us out with a benediction. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful, powerful word. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. I told you, TMC, glory to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We honor you, and we bless your holy and righteous name. Oh, God, you are God, and you are God alone. It's in you, Father, that we live, we move, we have our being. And we thank you, Father, for this powerful, awesome woman of God to come forth and let us know, remind us that, Lord God, we don't have to come down for nothing. We don't need to be distracted. Oh, we thank you, Father. We don't have to listen to the non-builders. We don't have to listen to the naysayers. Father God, just listen to you. Keep our ears and our eyes open to you. Thank you, Father, for helping us do that. Thank you for the Spirit of Truth speaking to us. Thank you for this woman of God who has spoke powerful nuggets into our minds, our spirit man. And, Lord, we're taking it. We're going to take these nuggets and we're bringing them to our heart. We're going to take them, Father God, and listen to what the Spirit is telling us. So we're asking you to bless this woman of God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Bless everywhere her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Father, for blessing all those that concern her. Thank you, Father, for blessing her workplace and her home, Father God. Strengthen her in every area of her life. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are going through health challenges. We know, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So we're decreeing and declaring that they are healed. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Eleanor, Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, and all the different mothers, Father God, that have been supported to this call. We thank you, Father God, for keeping everyone in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We're lifting up, Father God, even those that are going through bereavement. We call them, we ask that you comfort them and that you strengthen them, Father God. Bless their the families, Father God, in every area of their lives, their minds, their bodies, their spirit man, Father God, especially Minister Kai's Terry, Father God. Just keep the family, Father, in perfect peace. Lord God, we thank you for touching all of these families, strengthening them in every area. Lord God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for blessing gathering of the Eagles ministry with the ordination service coming forth, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for keeping Dr. Vanessa and all those that are assisting her, strengthen them in every area, Father God. Even those that are up for ordination, we know, Father, that you got a special work in them, instilled in them. And, Father, we thank you for all the children that are in St. Jude, including big girl Taryn. Lord, she's not there, but, Father God, she has met so many young kids, Lord, that are still struggling. And, Father God, right now we call all those kids healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father, for being God again, all by yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, woo, Lord Jesus, powerful, powerful message. Share it with someone. The replay is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Remember that today is Inspirational Monday on MMC. That number is 712-770-4005. And the pen is 294-617-pound. Our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon is the host and speaking today. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Thank you again, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, for such a powerful message this morning. We love you and appreciate you and always look forward to you coming back again. Would you please close us out with the benediction?
Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. God bless you. Amen.